The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to sit here every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Welcome to finals. No more waiting, MG. They've arrived and we can put everything else in the rearview mirror now.
Yeah, finally. Tonight's the night. The Melbourne Storm taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs in what will be an epic way to start this final series of 2018.
Absolutely. A little bit of somber news, though, off the top. The funeral for Lance Thompson today.
Yeah, it was. Lance was laid to rest today at Horizon Church in Sutherland as hundreds gathered to lay the great man to rest. So to all Lance's family, friends and fans, we send our condolences.
Absolutely. Thoughts with you. MG, it is a bad night on the roads. Traffic issues, severe thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Warning for Sydney and the surrounding areas. If you're on the roads, have patience. Be good to one another. We'll keep you informed and entertained, hopefully right the way through to kick off tonight between the Storm and the Bunnies. That call right here on Sydney's Triple M. We got another chance. Were you in the traffic today?
I was actually stuck in it today. I was at the ranch at Ride and I left there at about 3 o'clock to get here for 3:34. Took me an hour and a half to get about 15 Ks. So, yeah.
What are you doing at the ranch?
I'm raising some money for Trent Merrin's Move Out Your Head initiative, promoting mental health awareness. So to all the good folk at the ranch at Ride, thank you for your attendance. It was a great day.
And well done to Trent Merrin on that initiative. It's a fantastic one. Move out of your head. MG, another chance to join for people to join you and I at Rosehill Gardens in our private suite on September 22nd.
Yeah.
When you hear that race call trumpet, that is your cue to give us a buzz on 133353. Cam McInnes from the Dragons will join us for a chat. We'll speak to Dell and Gertz, who are at Amy Park, ready to call the guts out of tonight's game between the Storm and the Bunnies. But next, a man who's probably been busy for the wrong reasons this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Todd Greenberg, the boss of the NRL, will join us on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. But let's start with a bit of these guys.
Grand final entertainment this year.
The Gang of Yous announced today as the pre-game entertainment for this year's NRL Grand Final.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. You obviously like the selection, MG.
That is Gang of Yous with the backup singer of Mark Geyer from Penrith.
They will be the NRL's pre-game entertainment at this year's grand final.
Good Western Sydney band, and their lead singer is a mad Bunnies fan, so he'll be glued to the box tonight.
Absolutely. If you're out in the traffic, there's nasty traffic. The Harbour Tunnel is closed in a city direction. We've got light rails down. The trains are running slow. It's not good out there, so take your time, be safe, and if you can delay your trip, please do. Let's get to this.
Trending now.
All right, MG, we are grateful to bring in this man. He's had a very busy week, and on the eve of the finals kicking off, no doubt he's got a lot on his plate. Todd Greenberg, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. You're down in Melbourne. Good evening.
Good evening. While I was waiting for that, I could hear some of the dulcet tones of MG, so maybe we could pay a bit extra and get him up on stage with the boys at Grand Final.
I'll do it, no cost.
We might have a deal, MG.
Toddy, let's talk about some issues through the week. I've made my feelings known on the severity of the fine that the Dogs copped. $250,000 to me seems very excessive for first-time offenders. How did you come up with that figure?
Yeah, and I can understand people have different views, MG, on the severity of the sentence. You know, in simple terms, this was a club-organised function. It had the most senior of their football department there, including their coach and other senior members of staff. And, you know, I can't say it any more simple than we expect better. We expect better from clubs in their professionalism and how they deal with these sorts of events. We're pretty clear in our expectations, and first of all, they let themselves down, but they let the game down as well. And when you have to provide big consequences for those sorts of things, we have to do that, and we want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, you've done that, I think so, big time with this. Is it a suspended fine, or is it $250,000 straight up?
No, it's the way our rules work, MG, is we put out what's called a preliminary breach notice, which is what we've done, and that's the breach notice we served on the Bulldogs yesterday. They now have 5 days of which to collate information, provide their views and mitigating circumstances and all those sorts of things, and then they'll give that back to us inside that time period, and then they will get what's called a final determination, and depending on what that says and the club's reaction to that, then some of that could be suspended.
We've been the leaders with you, along with the hashtag Talk Up The Game here on the Rush Hour. We've gotten on board big time. And since 2009, when you introduced the NRL's alcohol management strategy, off-field indiscretions have dropped about 80%. And this one on the week, this one on Monday, I got sent a picture this morning of exactly where these blokes were, and it was on the third floor. Up on, I know it's here, neither here nor there, exactly where they were, but I thought it was on street level when I first heard about it. The fact that it wasn't means that these guys were kind of in a secluded area.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, certainly the room behind them was a private room, but they were out on a balcony, even though it was above street level. And you're right, it's not on street level, but it is above the street level. But the reality is this, MG, that people who are particularly fans who are looking to complain about the journalists or the newspapers or the cameraman need to understand something, that if people are interested in these things, they'll click on them and they'll read them, and that's what becomes newsworthy. And the reality is, whether you or I like it or not, rugby league players have a huge profile, and people are interested in what they do. Now, for some of us, that's hard to understand, and certainly for some people, that like some privacy. But if you're a rugby league player in 2018, with an average salary in the NRL now well north of $300,000, a big part of your commitment to play this game is what you stand for off the field, as well as your skills on the field. And whether you like that or not, that's the industry you work in. You have a choice whether or not you take the trimmings and the good parts of being a rugby league player, but you also have to be very aware of what happens off the field, and that's why determinations like ours need to be severe.
Yeah, fair enough. Just lastly, one answer question. Was there a formal complaint by any of the public?
Not that I'm aware of, although certainly if you call New South Wales Police part of the public, then, you know, laying charges and certainly putting charges on the establishment itself, I mean, you know, breaches of liquor licensing laws aren't small issues to deal with. And I'm sure people who woke up to that on the morning in the papers will make their own judgments. But importantly, MG, they'll make judgments of us as a sport. They'll make judgments of whether their boys and girls want to play rugby league or whether they want to come and watch a game of rugby league. And we want to grow the game. And in order to grow the game, we've got to get more people coming to the games and watching them. And to do that, you've got to make sure you open and widen your fan base.
All right, Todd. Well, we are an hour and 35 minutes away from the final series kicking off between the Storm and the Bunnies tonight down in Melbourne, where you are. You can hear that call right here on Triple M. Exciting. You talk about getting more eyes on this game and more people involved. The women's competition also kicks off this weekend, which is a fantastic initiative by the NRL.
Yeah, it is. We're really looking forward to that to tomorrow. You know, it's been a lot of planning for our women's competition, and what you'll see tomorrow is some great footy. That's most important to us, is the quality of the contest you see on the field. You know, the men's games this weekend, all I've heard this week is everyone telling everybody about how hard it is to pick a winner. It's quite unbelievable. You know, to finish the season with only 2 points separating number one to number eight is unheard of. You know, as people have said, the closest competition in history since 1908 for the top eight. So women's rugby league this weekend, coupled with the men, double headers live on free-to-air television. It all goes back to the simple thing I just said before about trying to grow the sport, to get more people engaged in it, to enjoy what we enjoy every weekend.
And have you received a call from our new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, asking for preferential seating at the Sharkies game on Friday night?
Be fair to say our new Prime Minister will be with us tomorrow night at the game. He'll be a guest of ours, and we're looking forward to seeing him there. There'll be absolutely no doubt about which team he'll be supporting, though.
Mate, as always, we really appreciate your time, and you always give you the time to come on the show, and we really do appreciate it. Thank you very much for
no
that.
No problems, guys. And if I don't get to talk to you before the end of the season, I wanted to say well done for the program you've done this year, and also for your support of the game. You debate the issues, and but you also genuinely love the game. I know you both do, so we appreciate your support.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
Todd Greenberg, boss of the NRL. We appreciate his time. We are going to go back down to Melbourne after this, MG.
Talk to the boys, set the scene.
Two blokes who are, you know, maybe not as well paid, but equally as important as in our mind.
Yeah, Big Dell and Ryan Girdler.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Don't forget to keep your ears open for the race call trumpet. When you hear that, that means to give us a call on 133353, and you could be joining MG and I in our private suite at Rosehill Gardens.
Sweet!
On September 22nd. We just spoke to Todd Greenberg, MG. I've got to tip my hat to you. You stood strong in the face of the boss of the game. Ask the hard questions.
Oh, it wasn't that hard. But I'm not going to sway from what I feel, and it's excessive. And Now we can get on with the game tonight, and we're going to cross to the boys who are going to be calling it for Triple M tonight.
We have those gentlemen, Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler, who are at Amy Park as we speak. Good evening, gentlemen. What's it like down in Melbourne?
Oh, good evening, guys. We got down here this afternoon. Nice and sunny. It was about 14 or 15 degrees. Weather has been on point. Yesterday was a bit stormy, but this is a nice way to start the first finals.
When someone's down there, like with the chalkboard, which has your name on it, that goes into the limo, does it have Del or Delicious?
It has great man. No, I'm like everyone else. I'm a man of the people. I just catch a taxi, you know, just do what I got to do.
Good. Gert jumped on the sky bus.
Yeah, that's right.
Gentlemen, what are we feeling ahead of this game? 7:50 kickoff. We're about an hour and a half away from this one.
Well, just a lot of excitement. First weekend of the finals, and, you know, two plays three.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's probably the game that no one really expected, given the fact that we didn't expect the Bunnies to come in at third, and we thought that Melbourne were probably going to play the Sharks. But I think we've all adjusted over the last sort of 7 days, and there's a lot of excitement about this game. One concern for mine is, though, obviously the guy in the middle today, Ashley Klein, he's been given the appointment here, and we know that last time these guys met in round 21, there was a bit of an issue with Sam Burgess complaining about the wrestling, and then Cameron Smith came out after it and said that, well, Craig Bellamy wasn't happy with the way that we let him up so quickly off the ground. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one's adjudicated, and hopefully that doesn't have a bearing on the result.
Del, does the fact that the Rabbitohs haven't won at all in Melbourne, or 14 out of the last 14 they've lost, does that play a part tonight?
Yeah, I think sometimes it does. When you're a player and you haven't been in this position, even though, as Anthony Seibold, I think, said, he said this is a new playing group, new coaching staff, but when you come down here, mate, sometimes you do think about that. But even from Melbourne's point of view, they got dished up a little bit by South the last time. But it's a good chance to make your own sort of history here. Mm. And if South get the win tonight, you know, you get that week off, that's so important.
Good. Last week, South thumped the Tigers 51-10 while the Storm got beat by Penrith. Whose form line do you take into tonight?
Oh, yeah. Look, you could almost disregard both of those, I'd say, MG, given the fact that, you know, South Sydney, they almost kind of put their cue in the rack after that win, didn't they, against Melbourne in round 21 that we just spoke about. They lost their next three games after that. They came out against the Tigers side, and, yeah, they started really well, but the Tigers were sort of done at halftime. They went on with the job, and Melbourne, well, they were decimated with injury
last week. Yeah.
So it's really hard to get a read going off those two games, and that's where I get my read from, is probably from that game in round 21 where the Storm got out to a pretty good lead. They were up by 10 points, and they usually go on and close those ones out, but the Rabbits got themselves back into that game, came home stronger. But the question you need to ask is, how often do Melbourne get beat by the same side twice in the same year? They do their homework and they prepare better than any other side. So I'm sure they've taken a lot out of that loss and they've put that in practice over the last couple of weeks waiting for the return bout.
But I also think there's a big in. You know, GI didn't play that game. You know, he was out for 6 or 8 weeks with that injury. Mm. Mate, even Craig Bellamy, you don't like to mention like Greg Inglis, but I don't think I've seen him look fitter since he's come into the rugby league, you know, sort of career. He's just looking like a man on a mission, like he was in Origin. Obviously got injured, but, you know, GI, I reckon, is going to be the difference.
MJ, can I ask you this? I mean, obviously South Sydney, they're really strong through the middle. Who needs to stand up tonight for the Melbourne Storm to stop some of that chaos through the middle of the field by the Burgess boys?
No doubt, Jesse Bromwich. With Nelson, big Nelson out, Jesse Bromwich has got to stand right up. Glasby's an Origin player. You've got two Burgess brothers, plus Sam at lock up front. It's a formidable forward pack. It really is. And you've got young Cameron Murray coming off the bench, who's just a sensational Victor Radley type player. The forwards match each other. If that's the case, I think out wide, we saw that, Del, the other night, how slick the Rabbitohs back line was.
Very good.
I still think I'm leaning towards the Storm. I'd love to know what you boys are thinking.
Yeah, look, I think, look, I'm going to go with the Melbourne Storm just, but they're going to miss Will Chambers. Will Chambers is a player they need so much. Chase Blair doesn't hold that same weight. But I just think they can do a job slowing down the ruck, and that'll stop the Burgess boys rolling through the middle with Damien Cook, who's been tremendous this year.
Yeah, gee, it's a tough weekend, isn't it? Oh, look, I'm going to go the Rabbits. Yeah, I just think that if they both come down here and play their best at the moment and the form that they're in, I think the Rabbits will get the victory. I like the way that they isolate defenders, and I think there's a game plan that they have there that if Melbourne can't control the ruck and the ruck speed, South Sydney will be too strong, and if they play their style of game, South, I just think they're going to do what they do best, push through the middle, strip them for numbers, and then attack those edges.
Have a great call, and you're back on the plane straight after the game.
Oh, no, first flight in the morning, boys. I am.
Come on, man.
I'm on about lunchtime, so Dan and I will be going to the bar next to the next to the hotel and just getting ready for the
Del,
rest of the game.
Del, you know your man next year there, Ryan Girdler, has bailed on Saturday NRL tomorrow, and he's dropped MG into it.
Mm. Yeah, no,
thanks, Gergo.
Look, there's no problems there. I know he works.
Love you,
quite,
big boy.
I know he works quite hard, Ryan Girdler. So it's going to be great having MG on our show, and it'll be the award-winning show that it always is.
Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor down in Melbourne. They have the full call of tonight's game between the Storm and the Bunnies from 7 o'clock. They'll jump in 7:50 kickoff with Dan Lane calling all the action. Boys, thank you very much. Good calling.
Adios.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, boys.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Still keep listening for that chance to join MG and I at the races. When you hear that trumpet, MG, what do they do?
No, you don't. No, I'm not doing it.
No, that didn't count.
No, it didn't, because people are ringing. Sorry.
What do they do? They call 1-3-3-5-3 when
they do.
They
ring the number.
All right.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And there are some serious traffic issues out there at the moment. The Sydney Harbour Tunnel is closed southbound or citybound. Cars, traffic backed up to 11 kilometres, MG. Motorists, if you can, consider using the Gladesville Bridge and Victoria Road as an alternate route into the city. The thunderstorm warnings that are still around means planes are grounded at Sydney Airport. There's issues on the light rail. There's issues on the train lines. Buses are delayed up to 40 minutes. So if you're stuck in traffic, stay calm. It'll clear eventually. Mm. We hope we can keep you entertained and informed all the way through to kickoff in tonight's semi-final between the Storm and the Bunnies. 7:50 kickoff, NRL prime time from 7 o'clock with the boys down in Melbourne that we just spoke to, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane. MG.
Yes, my friend.
Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
We like them.
Oh, I love the scents they're bringing out. All the teams have their own aroma.
We do, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. I love some of the stenches of what they might be.
Don't call them stenches. Fragrances.
The fragrance, yeah.
At the moment, at Chemist Warehouse, it's the home of real brands and real savings. AFL and NRL team fragrances from just $19.99. You can swing in. You can be smelling like the Sydney Swans or the Giants this weekend for the derby. You could be smelling like the Rabbitohs this evening for their semi-final. Yeah. The Panthers ahead of their game with the Warriors.
Yeah, we said last night we thought the Rabbitohs might be like a leafy meadow, and the Storm scent or aroma would be like rain on a hot concrete.
The Sydney Roosters would be
it'd be like Bondi Beach.
A sea smell to
Bondi
it.
Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of the Roosters.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a latte. Maybe.
Get on into Chemist. Oh, a bit of latte mixed in with some ocean spray. I love it.
That'd be nice.
Get in on to Chemist Warehouse. It's the home of real brands and real savings. You can pick up those AFL and NRL team fragrances. MG, speaking of AFL.
Yes, last night.
Well, tonight, last night, this final season kicked off for the AFL, and Richmond, the defending premiers, were just too strong for Hawthorn.
They look like the Melbourne Storm of last year. They're the team to beat, aren't they?
Yeah, the risk is that everyone's playing for second this year against the Tigers. Dominant. Their star player Dustin Martin had a night out, kicked one of the most amazing goals ever seen.
Goal of the year, they say.
At that level. Unfortunately, it's ineligible because it's happened in finals.
Okay.
But they were superbly strong, and it's probably sent a real message to the rest of the team in the finals.
So, did Hawthorn play the winner of Swans and GWS?
I don't actually know where they run off the top of my head, but Hawthorn survive. The Swans and the Giants obviously playing this Saturday afternoon at 4:20 kickoff.
You got a call up for that? Are you commentating that?
I did. So one of our commentators called in sick.
Oh, mate.
So drafted off the bench.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow night on Triple M to listen to the dulcet tones of little...
Don't tune in tomorrow night. You'll have missed me. But tomorrow afternoon from 4...
Little sub 60.
It's going to be a belter of a game. Hopefully the weather stays clear. But as we said, Tigers' 31-point win over the Hawks last night. They look very, very good. MG, we've spoken to a player from every team involved with the finals
Sydney clubs.
The Sydney teams.
Yes.
Except one.
Yes, the Dragons.
And we're going to tick that off next.
We are.
Cam McInnes.
Very smart young kid.
St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Fans, he'll join us next. And we'll have to ask him how they're feeling, because it's been nothing doom and gloom at the Dragons for the last month or so. I wonder what it's like within the playing group.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we are drawing closer to kickoff in tonight's game between the Storm and the Bunnies. But looking ahead to Sunday, Dragons v Broncos, Suncorp Stadium, loser leaves town.
Yeah, they do. And there's a pronounced favourite, and obviously that's the Broncos. But we've got a bloke on the line who might have something to say about the way the fortunes of the Dragons go.
Absolutely. Has not missed a game for the Dragons this season. Cameron McInnes from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Hey, guys. How you going? Thanks for having me.
I like the way you play. You've got a bit of mongrel in you, which, you know, I think most hookers have got to have. But looking at you, your Wikipedia page and doing a bit of research on you, you're a bit of a smart hombre. Topping your grade on the HSC at Marist College in biology, business study and English. What are you doing playing footy, mate?
Yeah, no, I went all right. You know, my old man was the principal at the school, so that's something to do with it.
Insider trading, we call that, brother.
And have you got interest outside of footy still? Are you studying something, or have you got a trade behind you?
Oh, I was doing physiotherapy before I sort of went full time, but once I went full time, it got a bit hard. So I've still deferred from that. So I guess I could go back, and yeah. So it's probably something that I should do, but yeah, at the moment it's sort of just footy and that. But yeah,
well, I could do with someone like you. I'm looking around Penrith area to open up a gym, and I could use your biology expertise. Maybe if people don't, you know, pay up or something, we can go sort them out. your business acumen for your business study, and obviously the books need to be looked after with the English. So, mate, there's a job for you after footy if you want one.
Oh, beautiful. Sounds good.
I reckon the Dragons should just look into cutting costs. They can just get him on board as the physio of the club. Hey, Cam, let's talk about your mob. Externally, it's been not much more than doom and gloom for the Dragons over the past month. What's the feeling internally? What's the feeling among the playing group heading into this game Sunday?
Obviously, outside noise has been a bit different to what's happened inside. We're obviously very confident, and, you know, obviously going up to Broncos, you know, might be a bit daunting to some, but you know, we're looking forward to the challenge up at Suncorp. It's one of the best grounds to play at, and you know, the crowd will be heavily in their favour. But you know, what a better way to test ourselves, and yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think one thing on your favour is that basically you can throw competition form out the window, and this is a new competition. As much as people say it or don't say it, the semi-final footy, we all reset and start again, and that's one thing. I think you got on your favour. I think that also having Gareth Widder back is a big coup.
Yeah, definitely. You said it right there. You know, it's almost a fresh start for everybody, and you know, pressures and things like that come to the game, which can you don't really get at the back end of the year once everyone's sort of locked up their top eight spots. So, and you know, with Gareth coming back, he's obviously won a comp when he was at Melbourne. He's a big game player, so you know, he's just going to really help our side, and yeah, we're happy to have him back.
One really important player in your team, Cam, is Jack DeBellin. There was reports through the week that he was walking around in a moon boot. Will he play on Sunday?
Yeah, mate, I think he will. Yeah, he was in the moon boot at the start of the week, sort of just for precaution. But, you know, he was out of that today and doing some running, things like that. And he looks good. So, you know, he's a tough boy. So I think, you know, he won't want to miss it. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll be out there playing.
You mentioned the difficulty of travelling to Suncorp and the home crowd advantage that Brisbane will have. But from an on-field perspective, what makes the Broncos difficult as opponents?
Obviously, you know, the way that Wayne Bennett coaches them, they, you know, they like to you know, kick early and chase hard and things like that, and obviously they've got some strike all over the park with their halves and outside backs, but you know, we'll just be looking to you know, play them through the middle and have that real big forwards battle, and you know, I think whoever can get the upper hand there is going to go a long way to winning the game.
Has Mary McGregor lent on Ben Hunt at all for a bit of inside information on his old club?
Well, not that I know of, but I'd imagine he probably would have asked him a question. You'd be silly not to, but you know, Mary and our coaches, they watch that much video that you know, they know everything that's going on, and yeah, but I'm sure they'd ask him a question or two.
Okay, well, the scene's set. Sunday it is. It's basically, as Liam said, loser leaves town. And I look, even though I mentioned at the start of this chat that you are pronounced outsiders, I think, you know, as far as this game goes, the pressure is on both teams. And, mate, all you can do is worry about your own backyard, and I'm sure you will. And we really appreciate you spending some time with us so close to the game, Cam.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having us, and yeah, look forward to Sunday.
Cam McInnes there from St George Illawarra Dragons.
What an impressive young fella.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. He's going to be important for them on Sunday as well.
Well, let's not forget he was close to an Origin berth this year.
Yeah, match-up with Andrew McCulloch back in the side for the Broncos as well. So yeah, it's going to be a ripper. Is that, do you reckon that's the Wendell Saylor Cup or is it the Gordon Tallis Cup?
let's call it the Gordon Saylor Cup.
The Gordon Saylor Cup. I love it. Quick update for the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. It is now open, yes, southbound, but the traffic around the area is still bad. There is a lot of traffic banked up, so if you are in that area, try for the Gladesville Bridge, Victoria Road. But bear in mind, the tunnel is open, but traffic is still very much slow going, MG. And MG, we've, yes, got all these people trying to call through.
Oh, they're... Mate, you know why they're ringing.
I know why they're ringing, but what's the rule?
1-3-3-5-3 when you hear the sound.
And we haven't played the sound, and these people are trying to guess when we're going to play the sound, MG.
Well, you're about to.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
From this...
What a pass!
To this...
What a machine!
Even this...
What an idiot!
Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And just a reminder that the Sydney Harbour Tunnel has opened in the citybound or southbound direction. There's still a lot of traffic, obviously, around there. Expect significant delays. MG, for those not aware, there is no other place to be than Sydney's 104.9 Triple M this weekend for all your sport.
Don't have to move the dial.
In exactly, what time is it? In 11 minutes, Triple M NRL primetime starts. Yep. Dan Ganay and Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor in Melbourne, all the way through to the call of that game between the Storm and the Bunnies.
Yep.
Saturday, you got Saturday NRL starting at 12 till 3 with yourself, Wendell Saylor, James Hooper, Tony Squires. We've got the call of the Swans Giants game from 3 o'clock. You got the Penny Panthers New Zealand Warriors game. You got to get the Triple M NRL app to listen to this one, MG.
Yeah, get the app, download it for free.
You'll be listening to that. You'll be calling that one. On Saturday night, the Roosters Sharks. The coverage on that one is from 7:45, right here. And then Sunday, 12 till 3, Sunday NRL. Sunday, the game between the Broncos and the Dragons. Coverage is from 3. Again, Dan Ganane, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, Ben Dobbin. There is no
massive
need,
weekend.
No need to go anywhere else.
Leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival. September 8 to October 13 at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG's exclusive private Golden Rose Day.
MG, you know a competition's going well when people are trying to guess when to call in rather than waiting.
Because you know what? In the last couple of nights we've been going off with a trumpet about the same time.
Yeah.
So the phones went ballistic about 6:20.
But we're on to you.
We're on to you.
So for your chance to join us in our VIP suite at Rosehill Garden September 22nd for the DeBortley Wines Golden Rose Day, it's going to be an absolute ripper. Tickets are from just $24 if you pre-book online at theraces.com.au. Josh in Campbelltown.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How you going?
Oh, g'day, mate. Guess what?
What's that, MG?
You're coming to the races with us.
Oh, you bloody ripper. You bloody ripper. Oh, you bloke legend.
Josh, we always ask, who are you going to bring with you, mate?
Well, I've been trying to win the competition with my girlfriend, so she's probably scored a ticket as well.
Good on you, buddy. And we're going to throw in 2 tickets plus $100 for you and your girlfriend to do with it what you will.
Beautiful. Legend. Complete legend. Oh, I don't know what to say.
September 22nd, Josh. Plenty of time to get ready.
You know what you say? Giddy up, baby. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Make sure you do your research of the form guide. Bring us some good oil as well, Josh. Congratulations, Josh. He'll be joining us, MG, in our private suite. You can leave boring behind and escape to the Everest Carnival 8th of September to the 13th of October at Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. MG, we got 10 seconds. At the beginning of the week, you predicted the Storm, the Panthers, the Sharks and the Broncos. Have you changed any of those tips?
No, I haven't. In fact, I'll put a little $10 multi on it.
Oh, you've backed it in?
Yeah, paying $10.
Remember to gamble responsibly, mate.
Bet with your head, not over it.
We are out of time. Triple M NRL primetime next from Amy Park, Storm v Bunnies.
He's Liam, I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
The Rush Hour podcast is about to hit the showers. Smelling good by supporting your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.